Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. It's time for Songs from the Squid Pod with yours truly, Savoir Faire. If you're new to Songs from the Squid Pod, I spin the best but also the forgotten and sometimes obscure music from the 1980s. Tonight's show will start off with a tribute to a few classic 80s movies. And what better way to do it than with everyone's favorite trivia game, the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. On this day in 1982, this film, directed by Alan Parker, who also directed Fame from 1980, and starring Bob Geldof of Boomtown Rats, was released in U.S. theaters. It is based on the 1979 Pink Floyd album of the same name, Name the Movie. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is The Wall. The movie was animated by Gerald Scarf, the British cartoonist and a former illustrator for The New Yorker. Parker, Scarf, and Roger Waters have all said the filming of The Wall was an unpleasant experience for them. At the 36th British Academy of Film and Television Arts Awards, The Wall won Best Sound and Best Original Song for Another Brick in the Wall. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic for more 80s trivia. As usual, we'll start the show with something from the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question.
Signed with his own rubber stamp.
dust in the ground when the tigers broke free.
Baby, won't you ride?
Listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tonight's show started with a selection of music from the soundtracks of some of the great movies from the 80s released this week. Pink Floyd's The Wall was released on this day in 1982. A soundtrack from Columbia Records is mentioned in the movie credits, but while the movie is based on Pink Floyd's 1979 album of the same name, it is technically not the soundtrack, as the movie contains remixed, edited, or extended versions of the songs from the 1979 album. However, there was a 7-inch single that was released with the movie, and we listened to the A-side, When the Tigers Broke Free. That's the only song that doesn't appear in any form on the album. The animated sci-fi fantasy anthology film Heavy Metal will be celebrating its 40th anniversary tomorrow. Heavy Metal was directed by Gerald Potterton, who was an animator on the 1968 film Yellow Submarine. And we listen to the theme of the movie as performed by Don Felder, Heavy Metal, Taking a Ride. Tomorrow will also be the 1985 release date for the comedy Real Genius, starring Val Kilmer. A soundtrack was never released for Real Genius, but it does contain some great tracks from the 80s. We listen to former keyboardist for Ian Dury and the Blockheads, Chaz Jankel, and the track number one from his 1985 release, Looking at You. In the background, you're listening to Love on a Real Train by Tangerine Dream. That's taken from the soundtrack to Risky Business, starring Tom Cruise. Risky Business was released on August 5th, 1983. Much more to come tonight here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Around and around, you're turning me. I say to thee, respect. matter with you kids? You never seen a spaceship before?
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and this is another pre-recorded edition of the Squid Pod. We started off the last set with Diana Ross and Upside Down from her 1980 release, Diana. Spandau Ballet was in there with Lifeline off of their 1983 release, True. The 80s hair metal band of the week was Def Leppard, and we heard Love and Affection from Hysteria from 1987. I'd like to start the last set off with the 80s hip-hop artist of the week.
A minute ago, you was a nerd and nobody ever heard of you. Now you wanna your people out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bullet? Young lady, and real bad girls are the silent type. Yeah. Ain't none of this worth getting your face sliced, cause that's what happened to your homegirl Ryan when she had no she got to wear that for life. Who you calling a bitch?
broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
See you baby walking down the street. You kind of got it all to eat. Wanna see you do what you do. Let's go somewhere, wanna make it with you. See you baby at the dance. See you baby in the top of the dance. Got chills gonna mix your heart. Let's go to hell, show me what you got.
To the children to take a trip, to cop out, to groove. The psychedelic jackets on the record album have their own hidden symbols and messages, as well as all the lyrics of all the top rock songs. And they all sing the same refrain. It's fun to take a trip. Put acid in your veins.
and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Was that over the top?
I can never tell.
Happy all the time.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for me this evening. Hope you enjoyed our look back at the 1980s, as we do here every Friday evening at 10 p.m., so be sure to join me here next week at the same time. We started off the last set with the 80s hip-hop artist of the week. We heard from Queen Latifah and UNITY from her 1993 release Black Rain. Again, I know that's a 90s track, but she did get her start in the 80s. Bongos were in there with Numbers with Wings from their 1983 release of the same name. Plasmatics gave us Tight Black Pants from their 1980 debut New Hope for the Wretched. We then heard from A Thousand Homo DJs and Super Knot off of the compilation Nativity in Black, a tribute to Black Sabbath. That's from 1994, but it features Al Jorgensen of Ministry on vocals, so it's got a little bit of an 80s connection there. I've got time for one last track here. Have a great week, everyone. Stay safe, get vaccinated, and keep wearing those masks if you're out and about in crowded spaces. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.